This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition won a landslide victory in weekend local elections in a clear rebuke to city leader Carrie Lam over her handling of violent protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Counting votes after a record turnout in Hong Kong's district council elections. The results showed a massive win for pro-democracy forces. Hong Kongers waited to vote in long lines Sunday. It snaked around city blocks.
This amount of people I've never seen. There are too many people.
Last time I can just come here and go up directly, but this time I guess I need to wait for 40 minutes.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
Beijing had long implied that a quiet majority of Hong Kong's public opposed the protests, especially as they'd become more violent in recent months. After Sunday's vote, that argument will now be much more difficult to make. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, says the government will seriously reflect on the results of the elections. Tel Aviv is expelling a top Human Rights Watch official because of allegations he supports the boycott of Israel. Israel's Supreme Court upheld the government's order that Omar Shakir, the HRW's director of Israel and Palestine, has to leave the country today. Israel has denied entry to others who it says support the boycott, including United Nations diplomats. But this is the first time someone inside the country has been ordered to leave. Thousands of supporters of Iran's clerical establishment rallied in Tehran on Monday, accusing the United States and Israel of instigating violent anti-government protests. Thousands of young and working-class Iranians took to the streets this month, voicing outrage over sharp hikes in gasoline prices. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting the White House undertook a confidential review of documents that reveal extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for President Donald Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine. AP's Matt Small has more.
The newspaper says emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an excuse for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance are among the hundreds of documents found by the White House counsel's office.
Legal analyst Claire Finkelstein says this is not how policy is made in a well-functioning White House.
The emails between Mick Mulvaney and officials at the Office of Management and Budget show that Mulvaney was desperate to try to justify the withholding of aid from a legal standpoint. All work that should have been done before the aid was withheld in the first place.
It is unclear if the records pose any legal problems for the president. A Northern Irishman charged with manslaughter of 39 people found in the back of a truck near London has pleaded guilty. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A man from Northern Ireland has pleaded guilty to a number of charges in connection with the deaths of 39 people found in the back of a lorry near London last month. Morris Robinson, who's 25, admitted on Monday to assisting unlawful immigration and to acquiring criminal property. He appeared by a video link from Belmarsh Prison in East London. Robinson is also charged with the manslaughter of all 39 people, but he wasn't asked to enter a plea for 39 counts of manslaughter or two other charges. The victims, 31 men and boys and 8 women, were all from Vietnam.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. London's Transit Authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate. The ride-hailing company is vowing to appeal the decision as it struggles to secure its future in the British capital. In Seoul, fans led an emotional tribute for K-pop singer Kuhara, who died Sunday. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
A tearful memorial for K-pop star Kuhara on Monday. Fans showed up in Seoul to mourn the death of the 28-year-old singer. Ku was found dead in her home in the South Korean capital on Sunday, according to a local news agency. The late singer was a former member of Kara, one of the first female K-pop bands to make it on the international stage. In May this year, she was hospitalized after being found unconscious in her home. A month later, she spoke out on the difficulties of overcoming depression and pleaded for positivity on social media.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House. First Lady Melania Trump will receive the official White House Christmas tree today. The 5-meter-tall Douglas fir will arrive at the White House in a horse-drawn carriage. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.